I want to read a passage of scripture to you today. And again, encourage everyone, as God's speaking to you, pick up the phone, call the number on the screen, and obey the Holy Ghost. Today, of course, Jonathan had to fly off, but we also have Dr. Debbie Rich-Rester, who's going to come in a little while and share with you. But I want to share a message here from 2 Kings chapter 4. So let me read this to you. 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to read from the Amplified. And as I always say, it's going to come across a little loud because it's Amplified. It says here, verse 8, 2 Kings 4. One day Elisha went on to Shunem, where a rich and influential woman lived, who insisted on him eating a meal. Afterwards, whenever he passed by, he stopped there for a meal. So obviously, she must have been a good cook because he kept stopping by for a meal. You know, if somebody invites you to their house and the food is bad, if they invite you again, you're probably going to find another reason to go somewhere else. But she was a rich, influential woman. She was a good cook. He stopped by for a meal. Then she said to her husband, "Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God who passes by continually." So what happened? She recognized the anointing. The anointing is so distinct. The anointing is the fingerprint of God, the touch of God on an individual's life. In ministry today, many people, they work up an emotion and they operate out of the soulish realm. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost is so distinct that when the very presence of God comes, it'll fill a whole place. And what has amazed me over the years, that some people don't actually recognize the anointing. The anointing comes right to them and goes right by them. The miracle comes right to them and goes right by them because they're distracted by every voice, everything that is around them. Just like the man at the pool of Bethesda, you know, when Jesus went up to him and said, wilt thou be made whole? And he said, "Lord, I have no man." So he didn't even see that someone was asking him, "Do you want to be made whole?" But when Jesus said, "Take up your bed and walk," he was instantly healed. And all of the multitudes were still there. And they never were healed. I can't still even comprehend that, because if I was sitting by the man who just got healed at the pool of Bethesda, I would have shouted out to Jesus, "Hey, come do what you just did for him, do it for me." But you know, I prayed. I said, "Lord, why didn't they get the miracle?" He said they were too busy looking at man and they missed their miracle. So your miracle can come right to you and pass you by. The anointing can come right to you. And if you're not sensitive, you'll miss it. This woman did not miss it. She recognized the anointing. She said to her husband, "I perceive that this is a holy man of God. He passes by continually. Let's make here for him a small chamber on the housetop, and let's put for him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. And whenever he comes to us, he can go up the outside there and he rests." One day he came and turned into the chamber and he lay there. And then he said to Gehazi's servant, "Call the Shunammite." And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to Gehazi, "Say now to her, you've been most painstakingly and reverently concerned for us. What is to be done for you?" So now you can watch him. He's a prophet. He's lying now on the bed in the room that the lady's built for him, which is the original prophet's chamber. You know, you hear people have a room for men of God to come stay when they come to their house. They call it the prophet's chamber. This was the original one. So he's lying on the bed. And I can just see him just lying there thinking to himself, "I need to do something for this woman. I need to do something for this woman." And so that's when he said to his servant, "What is to be done for her?" And then he said, would you like to be spoken for to the king or to the commander of the army?" In other words, this prophet was not only a prophet of God, but he was influential. He had connections. And he said, "I can talk to them." And she said, "I dwell among my own people. They are sufficient." In other words, I'm fine. She was also influential and she didn't need anything done. So he was thinking to himself, well, there must be something to be done. Verse 14, Lady Elisha said, "What then is to be done for her?" Gehazi answered, "She has no child and her husband's old." Now, how many know that's a real problem if you have no child and you have an old husband? I just saw somebody nudge their husband. You've got to have a miracle at that juncture. And he said to Gehazi, "Call," and she stood in the doorway. And then Elisha said, "The season, when the time comes around, you shall embrace a son." And she said, "No, my Lord, you man of God, don't lie to your handmaid." Do you think for one moment that she thought he was lying? Absolutely not. Here's what she was actually saying. That's the deepest desire in my heart. Don't play with my emotions. You know that that's impossible. I've got an old husband. And I'm sharing this with you today because there are people watching right across wherever the signal's going, across the UK, across Africa, across the United States. And you have the deepest desire in your heart that you've actually just pushed aside and you think it'll never happen because it looks impossible. It looks totally impossible. But something happens. This lady made room for the anointing. And something happens when you make room for the anointing. The anointing makes room for you. And so he prophesies, the woman conceived and bore a son at the season following year, as Elisha had said to her. And of course, then the whole story where the kid actually got raised from the dead. Now, what I need you to understand today, this woman went the extra mile. She didn't just say, okay, come and eat here. She said, I want this anointing in my house. I want this anointing in my house. And you might be watching and say, well, do I build a room now for a man of God? No. Into your house right now comes Faith Broadcasting. And as you recognize the anointing that comes through this channel, that you say, I want to make room for this anointing. And not only for me, but for others. That by your sowing of seed today, it's like building a room. Because at any time you can switch the thing on and there it is. And this network's not just about talking heads. You're going to see live meetings from around the world. That's in the heart of Dr. Andre. That's in the heart. My heart is being a part of this network. And also Jonathan Shuttlesworth and all the others that involve. This is not just to replicate the normal Christian television that you see out there. This is to go another realm, another step. For example, we're coming to Cape Town on the 14th of February for 12 nights right in the retreat area. Big marquee. Now they've increased it to 9,000. I don't even know where we can put the people because people are already coming from Zimbabwe and all across the continent of Africa. People are calling me saying I'm coming down. So, but Faith Broadcasting is going to be there. So you're going to get to see what God does in Cape Town for 12 nights next year in the month of February. So as you make room for the anointing is going to make room for you. Because through by the airwaves, the power of God's going into people's lives. People being touched, people being healed, people being delivered, people being set free. Already the testimonies are coming in from our Sunday service, 3 hours live every Sunday on the Dish Network 269. And that's been my dream to take our Sunday service and put it live around the world for several reasons. That people realize you don't have to have a 60-minute Sunday service, that you can actually have a main event, a blockbuster service that goes 3 hours every Sunday, and that a radical group of people can come and worship and give and praise and signs and wonders and miracles and with everything. Baby dedication, new members, all of the stuff that a church has. But the anointing is there, which is the most important thing that we have. Without the presence of God, without the anointing of God, we're just religious. We're no different to any cult, any religious group out there. The presence of God is the thing that makes the difference. And this lady recognized the anointing. She made room for the anointing, and the anointing made room for her.